Well, if you find my car at low water crossing, with the doors wide open and the keys still inside, just say so long, don't say goodbye. I was swept away. Say that I was swept away.
John D. Graham, heard there performing Swept Away from his forthcoming CD, Gone, was named Artist of the Year at the Austin Music Awards, the opening event at the 20th edition of the South by Southwest Music Conference. When South by Southwest first took place in 1977, only 700 music industry professionals attended the event. 20 years later, more than 10,000 registered for the three-day South by Conference and Trade Show, with another 4,000 purchasing wristbands that gave them access only to the evening music events. The number of performers has increased as well, with the 2006 event featuring more than 1,400 artists performing concert sets over 4 days at 60 venues scattered across town. The artist showcasing performed all types of popular music, from pop and hip-hop to country, bluegrass, and blues. There were plenty of rock bands, too, including The Flares, a preteen trio from Fremantle in Western Australia. Flares is made up of drummer Scarlett Stevens and two singing guitar players, Dion and John Mariani. John sang lead on Sidewalk Surfer. The trio has no members over the age of 13, and they traveled close to 17,000 kilometers each way just to play a 40-minute set in Austin. John Mariani explains what that long trip means to him.
A lot, because don't know what's going to happen here. Could maybe get signed up or something, but just like show our music to the rest of the world, and just really privileged to be here.
Dion Mariani is very aware that making a good first impression at South by Southwest is imperative. After all, despite the rave reviews he brought from Australia, music at 60 different venues means that he might just have one song's worth of time to impress potential managers, booking agents, radio presenters, critics, and other music industry folks checking out The Flares.
It's kind of like a fresh start. Nobody knows who you are, and if you put on a good show, they always remember you as good. If you put on a bad one, it's remembered as not that great.
Things went well for The Flares in Austin. The group was considered one of the breakout bands of the event and has received offers to sign with several American record labels, as well as positive reviews from major newspapers, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. But variety at South by Southwest 2006 was shown in more than just musicians' ages. Of the 1,400 acts, 337 came from outside of the United States. That's up from 294 last year. South by Southwest's largest international contingent came from the United Kingdom, with Canada coming in second. Japan, Sweden, Africa, Brazil, the Czech Republic, Italy, Russia, Turkey, and Yugoslavia were also represented. Why do so many international acts attend despite the hurdles of obtaining visas in the post-9/11 world? The answer is economics. The weak dollar means across-the-board expenses, including travel and lodging, are affordable for many groups coming from overseas. With the hundreds of bands playing each evening and daytime events, including a conversation with rocker Neil Young, it's hard to declare a most memorable event of South by Southwest. But judging from the lines outside the Austin Music Hall hours before his appearance, the highlight for many was the opportunity to hear Morrissey, the one-time lead singer of the Smiths, performing You Have Killed Me and other songs from his upcoming release, Ringleader of the Tormentors. I'm Catherine Cole.
Passing the